what you're seeing now, you're going to see the grubworm damage in the fall. This is fungal damage, fungus.
Okay, so it's probably not grubworms.
Right.
Okay, so I got you an answer there.
Yeah. Tell her she's had fungus. I think fungus runs its course pretty quickly, and it's better to prevent it. It's easier. It's less expensive and better to prevent it than to cure it.
It's kind of like the flu shot. Get it. Get the flu.
And then that situation.
What do you do if you have the fungus, like her yard right now?
I tell you what. I have a... It's a slow regrow. If you notice, there's spots of green grass all through it.
Yes.
You know, the parasite doesn't totally kill its host. It leaves some so they can regrow for future generations, right?
Golly.
But it's a very slow recovery. And I'm pretty sure that if y'all would take like one piece of grass, cut it up into 20 or 30 4-inch pieces, and just plug a little bit in those spots, your recovery would be way faster.
And that's easy to do.
I mean,
that
10 times faster.
Well, this question was for Jane Jack. So, Jane, if you're listening today, you just got the answer from the pro right here. But there's no medicine you put her on?
Well, I think the fungus, for the most part, has run its course.
Okay. So just replace the grass.
And you can replace it in full pieces. But I'm saying if you just cut up little 4-inch squares and put a few in there, that works pretty well. But just trying to regrow it... I have discovered, I'll tell you this little story, a guy from Miles, I tell you what, about 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, I don't know when it was, we had a horrible fungal problem in San Angelo, total destruction of lawns, and St. Augustine was the worst, but also will kill Bermuda. And so a guy comes in and says, my mother has a big fruitless mulberry, and I'm a farmer, and I know that they can get cotton root rot. And I know the only way to control that is to lower the pH. And I know sulfates lower the pH. So I put a 50-pound bag of ferrous sulfate under this mulberry tree because I was afraid it was getting root rot. And he said later that summer, the fungus hit and wiped out her entire lawn, except there was not one blade under the mulberry tree that was hurt by the fungus. And I deducted from that. There's two things. One, it's a little cooler. There was less stress from drought, but also the acidifying qualities really makes a difference when it comes to stress. And like I say, the fungus is always there, but it can't grow unless the grass is stressed. It can't overtake the grass. So keep the grass healthy, keep your dirt healthy, like I've talked about all the time, and maybe acidify some.
Well, I think one thing we started doing too, and you've brought this up several times, about your deep soaking when you water. We go to the ranch now, Claire put the sprinklers on. Like, so we have big oak trees right there. They live it all night, let it do. And then, because it may be 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, a month, before we do it again. And all those trees still look good, and you see the ones around them, they still look okay, but they don't have the pretty leaves, the hollow stuff. I think it's definitely helping.
Yeah.
You know, because especially in West Texas, we may have 8 inches of rain, and then we may not have anything for a long, long time.
That's right.
So what about rose bushes?
Well,
same thing?
I read an article, publication from A&M, that said that established plants like crepe myrtles and hawthorns and yopons and roses would like, if they're mulched, they would like to be flooded monthly instead of these weekly waterings. So roses are tough. Now, if you don't mulch them, they like cool roots. They can't take a real high soil temperature. So actually, gravel is a mulch. Gravel does, as I mentioned, it keeps the soil cooler underneath there, and it'll stay moisture longer. I'm not recommending it. I like the mulch on the dirt, no fabric, so that when it rots, it can actually go into the soil and improve the soil. So I'm pretty far on the other side from the gravel, but
which means you got
to
pull the weeds.
But gravel does keep the soil cooler, and holds moisture in.
Wow. We're talking about I don't know if you remember, years and years ago, I bought the old Fuddrucker building.
Yeah.
And redid it and put my real estate office over there. And then Shannon bought it for me years later after that. But all those, what were they in the front? You just said it. Crepe myrtles.
Yeah.
Do you know nobody took care of those? Because that was vacant for 4 or 5 years. Not one, nobody did anything with
it. Right.
And I thought they were all dead.
Yeah.
And just we watered them a little bit just to see. And I'll be every single one of them came back, and they're still there. They still look beautiful. Those have to be hardy plants.
You know, yopons, like multi-trunk yopons that everybody has around their yard, they should never be watered. Now, granted, you may have to water your bed because you have other flowers in there and stuff, but they would be darker green. They turn yellow because of the salts in our water. If we never watered, they'd be better.
So yopon would be a perfect, in the middle of your rock field, would be a perfect plant to plant.
Yes, and you have to get it established. It might take 3 years to get it established where you could do that. They're native. They're like mesquite brush around Waco. Do you know that?
No.
They're just out in pastures. They're just a problem. You have these little sheep and cattle trails through mesquites and stuff, through the brush. Yes. That's what they have out. It's through the yopon brush. So they may go 6 months, in Waco without rain. That's their native situation. Weekly waterings are not natural to yopon and to most of the plants that we have in our landscapes.
I still love it because I have St. Augustine at my house now. But I tell you that when we don't water it pretty regular, it looks like it's going, please, please, it doesn't look very good.
Well, you're right. You have to water enough. But hey, Radio Land, Scott said something very intuitive. He said he looks at it, and it tells you, I need water. You don't just have it on a schedule. That's what you should do. You should watch the grass, and when it needs water, water it.
And it's amazing how quick as soon as it gets the water, comes back.
Well, if it doesn't need it in a week, no water in a week. If it does, in 3 days, water in 3 days. If it's a month, wait a month.
And see what it is. But you know what? It's still funny. They're saying plants that are otherwise just grow wild that we have to bring in and we pamper and get here. I still go think it goes back to that. You know, if it's already there, you don't appreciate it. If you bring it in, it's probably the same everywhere, all around the world probably.
You know, we wouldn't have any of these new, pretty tough plants if somebody didn't bring them in and try them.
True.
Right? Yeah. So I think it's a great thing, but there's a lot of losers. There's a lot of native plants that grow great here that are not an asset, like mesquites maybe. So just because it grows well here doesn't mean it's an asset. Well,
it seems like we're seeing more and more palm trees.
Palms are tough.
Yeah, they're tough. But you said when it froze, they'd die. But it seems like a lot of people are having them. I have one in my house right now, and it's tough.
Listen, they very seldom, if you get the right variety, they don't die. There's cold hardy palms. There are some that aren't cold hardy, and not everybody knows, but just avoid those. Get the right kind, they won't freeze. In 1983, remember 1983?
Yes.
It killed a lot of stuff because it got down around zero for 20 days. And they say Lake Naz really froze over. Did you see it?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
I didn't go out there, but they say Lake Naz really froze. So there are exceptions, but that's a 100-year freeze. And so palms are good.
So we were talking like, okay, we're getting the deal from Jeremy. He missed our total Denver story earlier, but we got to wrap it up. Hey, as usual, Tommy, you did an awesome job. I appreciate you very, very much. But I will tell you, I stopped by his store every once in a while, especially when I need something, which is every once in a while. But he's always generous and very courteous to help you. And if you ask him a question, he will give you the right direction of what you should do. And that's free. The advice is free, isn't it?
Hey, it always is.
Folks, appreciate you. We'll catch you next Sunday.